Please, ready to record.
Yeah, you turned the video off, Miles. There.
Yeah, I'm going to take off all my clothes. I could do the podcast in the nude.
I thought you were going to do the ice bucket challenge like every other person in the world here.
Hey, I know that's for a good cause, but I swear to God, if I see any more of that, I swear to God I'm just going to...
Yeah, it's run its course.
Yeah, it's done. Please, stop.
Yeah. I'm going to start the new challenge, the Bucket of Rocks challenge. Pour a bucket of rocks on your head from about 15 feet. See how everybody does with that one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just have something cool, like eat a dog turd or something, man. I don't know.
That's cool. Eat a dog turd.
I want to see, you know, drink your own whiz or something. Part of this cause, man.
I thought Charlie Sheen dumped that $10,000 on his head. So
I mean, I know it's a good cause, but man, it's just like it's a little bit too out there now, man. It's like,
well, everybody's getting in on it. It's like, oh,
it's like, please, enough.
I thought you'd do the audio version. Ooh, 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 ooh. You gotta act like a cold, you know.
Oh yeah, I do make noises like that, but it usually isn't because I'm cold. Usually not that.
Yeah, I think that was during the Jill Wagner challenge. You took that challenge and you lost, apparently.
So. Yes.
In every loser, there's a winner. So.
That's what you keep telling yourself. But telling yourself that.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, I just... It was interesting at first, but now it's not quite as interesting. So.
Yeah, I've seen enough. Oh, Tom Tate.
Yeah.
Big thing tonight about some fails with that, where people like getting like full igloo coolers dropped on their head, like from. Wow, this is really funny, man.
Awesome. Oh my God! Are they okay?
I guess. It's like little, it's like, you know, like 30 little clips of, you know, these things going horribly wrong. It's like, oh no.
That's no good. Somebody's going to like break a neck or something.
Well, that could have been, yeah. I mean, there's that possibility. That,
it's all for a good cause till you lose an eyeball. And then that's.
They're nice people, I guess.
Yeah. We're doing a bucket of needles on your head, everybody.
Earthworms.
Yeah, earthworms. There you go.
I don't know. I guess it's okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that that the porn industry is doing a bucket full of splooge.
You gotta be committed, man.
Yeah, you gotta be committed, and it's open mouth, so.
Really?
Oh. They call it the Bukkake challenge.
I took the Bukkake challenge.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's horrible.
That's for another cause, I think.
That's for your Miles Titles Entertainment.
Yeah, thank you. Oh my God, the Bukkake challenge. That's gonna be the name of that. That's gonna be the name of the episode, I hope.
I don't know, man.
Standards here, man.
We got a few standards.
We got these high standards here at Static Radio. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Yeah. Cracked myself up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this week I had an interesting experience at a computer store.
Okay.
So I had to I was kind of busy last week, and I had an emergency situation where I had to get a hard drive, like toot sweet.
Okay.
I know that you don't always have those kind of a situations. You know.
I have more of a floppy disk problem.
So I ran out to this the store Micro Center. I don't know if they're nationwide or what, but.
No, everywhere you go to St. Louis, okay, we don't have. Okay.
Oh, really? Okay, well, it's not like a Best Buy or anything.
We don't have it, you know.
So the thing is, the store is laid out in such a way where I guess they put all the stuff that people actually buy toward the front.
Okay, all right.
And I couldn't find I wanted it just a plain old, you know, internal, no case around it or anything, hard drive. And all I could find was the ones in the, you know, the external ones that you just plug in and do backup or put all your porno on or whatever.
You're a real do-it-yourselfer, I think.
Yeah, that's fine. So evidently at the back of the store is where all the parts are, right? So yeah. I'm like, I finally ask a guy who, yes, that is in our make-your-own section.
Mm-hmm.
At the back of the store. So I go back there and I'm looking. I need a big hard drive. I mean, I'm talking big.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I need a big one.
Yeah.
Probably bigger than you've ever
all right.
seen.
Yep. Yep, I bet you're right. Yep.
So a multiple terabyte hard drive. So I finally find it. Sure. Right as I'm pulling it down off the shelf, this guy kind of just like, you know, comes around the corner. And he looks like, who does he look like? He looks like an actor of some sort, but I cannot remember this actor's name, but he's a character actor.
Ben Stiller?
No, not Ben Stiller. Well, for lack of, he doesn't look like John Candy, but he's a big guy.
Andre the Giant?
Like what?
Andre the Giant?
Not Andre the Giant, no.
Steve Buscemi?
No, he's a big guy, you know.
Willis?
No. So anyway, he looks like John Candy, even though he didn't look like John Candy. He's just a big guy.
I'll go with that.
But he wasn't that tall. He was not much taller than me.
Yeah.
And but I guess I'm 6 foot tall, so whatever. So anyway, he's like, can I help you find something? So I'm like, I'm looking for a big fucking hard drive. I didn't say it that way.
Okay,
I said, is this the only one of these that you have? And here's the weird part, because this place is a huge computer store. I mean, teeming with people. It's like back to school event kind of thing or whatever.
Right.
And as I'm talking to him,
mm-hmm.
he's, I don't want to say surreptitiously, but he's pulling this little packet of stickers out of his, like, breast pocket.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I happen to know what this is about because the last time I was in there, I asked the guy what the deal was with the stickers. But this guy doesn't say a word to me. I'll explain the sticker here in a minute.
And they're all cool, right?
Yeah, so he's just talking to me. He's like, no. He goes, the funny thing is, you know, most people, they don't hardly, this is the only one we have. Because they say we don't need 6 terabyte drives because nobody buys 6 terabyte drives. But every time we get one on the shelf, it sells. So he tells me this as he's putting the sticker on the box.
Did he offer to put any on your nipples at all? Or?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
This is the weirdest part. So the sticker thing is that they kind of get commissioned, but they don't. It's not overt.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they put a sticker on the box, and then when you go up front to pay for it, they get a commission.
Oh, okay. Dave talked to that fat guy with the glasses.
That's right, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but he didn't say a word about this to me. He just kind of does this all, you know, kind of just cool and telling, you know, a little story and puts a sticker on there. I said, okay, thanks. I'll take this one. Mm-hmm. And off we go. Well, here's the kicker.
Okay.
He's doing all this, you know, on the sly, but the weird thing is that I'm surprised that, you know, well, I have a problem at looking at people right? I don't really look at people most of the time.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever noticed this.
You usually look at people's tits, I think, when you
I'd look everywhere else but at people. I have a eye contact avoidance problem. So
Adner character in Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Well,
the tape dispenser? Oh.
Yeah, that's me. So anyway, so I'm like talking to the guy and I kind of move my head and I really try not to make too much eye contact. But anyway, so I'm looking at the box and then I'm staring at this guy's hands because he's got metallic blue nail polish on every one of his goddamn fingers.
Oh boy. So John Candy with polished nails.
Yeah, with polished nails and a bit of a feminine demeanor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was really quite funny because I'm just like staring at his hands as he's putting this sticker on my box and he's telling me this story.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, he looks like a computer sales guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking the lingo.
Mm-hmm.
But he is, and this was a good job. This is either professional or, a lot of care was taken to put on this nail polish.
Yeah.
Because I stared at his hands pretty much the whole time.
I bet you did.
And I know it's embarrassing for me to admit that, but I just I cannot believe it. I wanted to ask the guy so bad,
This is sounding like that scene from Ed Wood.
What's with the nail polish?
Bella, look at her hands.
Yeah, that's right. What's with the nail polish? Because, it was spiffy. And so I get home and I tell my wife and we're talking at dinner, my kids and my wife, and I'm like, yeah, I was at the computer store and this guy had nail polish on all his fingers. And my wife's like, oh, he probably is playing with his daughter and she put it on. I'm like, no, this wasn't a messy job of nail polish.
Oh.
This would look like he was,
Yeah, this was some loving care went into this, like sounds.
That's right. Exactly. Puts lotion in the basket. Or it paints my nails again.
Did he say, would you do me?
Yeah, no, he didn't say. His voice wasn't deep at all, thank goodness. It was, he was a little more effeminate, but.
Is he singing Goodbye Horses?
No, but it was. I was just like, I'm leaving. Thank you.
Yeah. Was his tongue pierced?
I did not notice that, but I just noticed the hands. Yeah. So.
I mean, express yourself, whatever, man, but wow.
Well, I just, I don't care. I think it's fine.
I don't know. I just.
But at a computer store or this computer, it was just, it was way out of left field for me to see that there.
Like a TGIF or something maybe, but I don't know, a computer store.
All these guys are wearing the khakis with the blue shirt and a tie,
Yeah.
White shirt or whatever color shirt it was.
Well, still, I don't know, man. But
metallic blue nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
That was, he probably went to a salon, really.
Mm-hmm.
They looked nice. He had very nice nails. I almost wanted to say that, but I had to hold myself. The whole time I'm staring at his hands thinking, boy, you really take good care of your nails. I have to hold myself back because this happens to me all the time. It's like my head is just talking,
It's raining, man.
Yeah, but if I say those things, I'm afraid that somebody's going to punch me in the face or something.
How can you even say that? I don't know if you know this or not, but you got really got some nice looking hands.
I was just admiring. I'm like,
I know.
Wow.
How can you say it without feeling awkward?
I
admire your hands.
But then I also want to say, are you like a drag queen at night? Or, what's the...
Do
you do a Liza Minnelli impersonation? Or do you do a Philip Seymour Hoffman doing Liza Minnelli impersonation? Because he looked a little bit like him, but not quite as much. But
I like to do Judy Collins.
Mm-hmm. Certainly was no Twiggy, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary Carpenter.
Joe Baez.
Joe Baez.
I just was like.
Janet Egan, maybe? Or...
I don't know. You got me.
What was her name? Janet Egan?
No, it was Edie Brickell.
Yeah, with Janet Egan, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that was my freak out moment.
That's a little different. That is a little different.
Because, I mean, you know. The terrible thing is, I mean, there's absolutely no... He had to know that I was staring at his hands. I mean, there was no way I was avoiding that. You couldn't tell.
You're not looking at my secret blue sticker. You're not looking.
Yes, I don't look at my secret blue sticker.
Look at my hands. I'm waving them in your face.
Yeah, I was just like...
You don't know I'm getting commission.
Yeah, I think that was his thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
I was like, yeah, sticker the whole damn place. I don't care.
Yeah.
This is all I'm buying, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was a weird deal.
That's weird.
At the Micro Center.
The old Micro Center, so let freedom ring, you know?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, whatever, man, whatever.
Whatever floats your boat, I just was like, boy.
God, Bob's hard
job. Where, you know, at what point is it okay for me to ask the question? That's what I want to know.
Okay, what gives with the fingernail polish, okay? Did your daughter do it?
Oh, no, his daughter didn't do that. If she did, she's like, in a, you know, grown up.
Yeah.
This wasn't like a five-year-old saying, Daddy.
Yeah.
Because I've had my fingernails painted whenever my kids were younger, so.
Oh.
But I did not leave it. I would take it off, even though it disgusted me.
Yeah.
I allowed it to happen, and I actually... What?
Even don't disgust me.
No, not the polish, it's the smell.
Oh, yeah.
The remover and the polish, I'd like gag. It's so horrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's horrible.
I can't stand the smell of the polish or the remover, and I went through that process just because my daughter wanted to, so... She wanted me to leave it on. I left it on at home for a while, but then I took it off later that night. So.
Lipstick? Did you wear lipstick at all?
I've never worn lipstick, but I don't like to put stuff on my face, so.
Rouge?
No rouge, no. Nothing on the face.
Brazilian?
No. No. The only time I wore makeup was I dressed up as, I guess it'd be like Slash from Guns N' Roses one year for Halloween.
Yeah.
And I did mascara and stuff because, you know, I had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And I had a hat, like, you know, kind of a version of the hat that he wears. Not a very good version. But, and I dressed up as Slash. And then my girlfriend at the time, she dressed up like a groupie.
Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy.
That was a good time.
Times. Times.
Yeah. I said sluttier. Sluttier.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. That's kinda how it went.
Nice.
So anyhow. So what's going on with you? Everybody okay?
I don't like to be outdone by you, so now I have a computer land story too.
Oh, do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Mine wasn't a computer land story though.
Well, whatever. I know people that listen to this are kinda techie and they
Oh, are they? Okay.
This, you know, the techie talk that we, you know...
That you don't like to do.
I don't like to do, but right. There's a certain chain of electronic stores that are located throughout the United States.
Circuit City.
No, more of a poor man Circuit City.
Radio Shack.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, it might be, I don't know.
They're going out of business, you know.
Radio Shack. And, so, no, I had something... We're doing something, but I had to get a battery for my camera.
Oh, you went to the battery club. You have filled up your battery club card.
Oh, no. I knew it's usually right there, right behind the counter. And so I thought, okay, because I got it there before.
It was right by the dirty magazines. Yeah.
What?
By the dirty magazines.
Oh, that's by the... Iranian gas place that I go to.
Actually. Oh, okay.
I don't like going there because I have like these weird people that work there, you know.
And they always want to sell you a phone.
And I mean, there's this weird looking guy. It kind of looks like your brother a little bit, I guess.
My brother's weird looking?
Well, I mean, the way he used to look, I guess, you know.
He still looks the same way.
This guy looks like some like Metallica reject.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Very intimidating looking and just like the goatee beard and the ratty hair. And, you know, just,
that would be my brother, you're right.
Yeah, it was like dealing with him because he scares me. He just has prison written all over him or something, man.
He's got some tattoos, yeah.
Actually, that's not the focus of the story. So anyway, we get there, my son and I, little Miles Jr., and we're waiting to get, you know, waited on, and there's like some dude, I'd say probably mid-20-ish, late-20-ish, probably with his girlfriend about the same age, and then they're there with a little girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're waiting around, we're kind of stuck in line, and it looks like, I didn't notice at first, but it looks like they had been swimming previously.
Oh, they went swimming, yeah.
So the gentlemen would be in, like, t-shirt and trunks.
Were they wet still?
They were not, they didn't appear to be wet. The lady was in some kind of black, like dress kind of thing. I think women slip over their
cover up, yeah.
Yeah, so pervs can't, you know, see, you know.
Lifting up or something.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. And that little girl was just dressed normally, right?
Okay.
So this lady kind of looked like, you know, like she didn't make the cut for like Jersey Shore or something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't sound like it, but she just kind of had that look, you know, the tan, you know, just nasty, yeah. And you know,
we had to get a new phone,
and so she's like, oh, little Brittany, oh, she, you know, talking real loud, like overly loud, you know, count to three, little Brittany,
yeah,
one, two, three. Oh, you're so smart, oh, you're so smart, you're so like, I'm like, okay, you know, can you do ABC, you know, I was like, okay. Now, okay, so you say, okay, well, what's so bad about that, right? So now, next thing I know, this girl leans over,
uh-huh.
And she starts tugging on the guy's shorts.
Okay.
You know?
Like, on the bottom of them, or?
Yeah, you know, getting a little bit close to the business area, but, you know, she's like, hey, what color are Uncle David's shorts? Huh? She's like, really tugging on him, and I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
You know, green and pink or something. She's like, oh, you're so smart, Brittany. Oh, you're so smart. And,
does she come over to you?
Be next. And I don't know. She must have caught on that, like, we're just, like, looking in, like, disbelief. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Because later on, my son's like, yeah, she looked up and kind of gave us this nasty look. I'm like, yeah, well, I didn't. You know, I broke off the gaze at that point. I'm like,
she goes, look, Brittany, how many chins does he have? One, two, three, four. I can't count higher than that. Oh, good job.
Oh my God, it was so annoying. So freaking annoying, man. Jeez.
How much does he weigh? I've got no idea.
Oh my God.
Me neither, Brittany. You have to know your limits.
Oh my God. Let's look at the back of Uncle David's pants now.
How many hairs is on his back, Brittany?
Oh my God. Jeez.
I can't even count. It's infinity.
How many men have I slept with, Brittany?
100?
Oh, not even close. Right. Not even close, but yay!
Yay!
In the ballpark. Oh.
Did you get your battery ever?
Yeah, I had to go to the Metallica guy and get my freaking battery.
Here's your battery.
Battery, asshole.
Yeah, that's good.
Freaking card.
Yeah, for your. Yeah. What kind of battery was it for? What was it for?
Oh, just a camera.
Camera. Gotcha.
Oh my God, so annoying. God, it was so annoying. Jesus.
Oh, you can't let the little kid learn a little bit at the Radio Shack.
you know, tugging on Uncle Dave's pants. I don't know about that. Like, what do you think that is? Jeez. Like, man, this is getting weird.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't reach up his leg or anything, did she?
I didn't know what was next.
What color is this, Brittany? Flesh.
Yeah. I don't know. It was getting a little bit too close for comfort for me. I was like, yeah, this is getting.
It's Petey the purple helmet. Yes.
Oh, this is getting lucky. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Ugh.
Did you get a lead before they left, or?
At that point, you know, Metallica guy kind of summoned me up for the thing, and I was very intimidated. So I'm like,
"You're next. Let's rock.
Let's rock."
Nice, that's good.
Why don't you come up here, brother?
That's right, come up here.
I don't know, there's like usually some strange woman that works there, but it was actually this Metallica guy that day, so.
Yeah, that's like a professional wrestler running the Radio Shack there.
Hey, nothing else matters.
That's right.
You get it?
Can I get your phone number?
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
It's for your battery card.
Yeah, no, they quit doing that, actually.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah, thank God.
I don't go enough to the shack, apparently. So.
I try to stay out of it. Man, I hate going there.
I haven't gone there too much since the whole cell phone boom because I kept trying to sell you a package. I'm like, I'll just order online from now on, thank you.
No, I hardly go there anymore, but man, ugh.
Well, that's nice. That's nice.
Want to tie up my shorts for $5?
Yeah. Maybe.
It's like pants puppet.
I'll just do it for a couple of stamps on the old battery card here. Thank you.
Okay.
Ah, right. Nice.
I got my shorts.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it sounds like it all worked out, though.
Yeah, Snooky, come over here.
The pink camera got a new battery, and...
I broke that, yes.
Oh, I know, you broke the pink camera. Yeah.
Camera.
The one that took pictures of the beaver. Yeah. Got broken, yeah.
Come here, Snooky.
Oh, nice.
Jay Wow, come over here, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that was good times.
Yeah, that's good. So you're all set.
I am now.
Well, I may have a remote adventure this week. We'll see how it works out. I'm not promising anything. So.
Okay. All right.
It might be an extra show this week on the static feed.
Neat.
So might be meeting with the inspiration for Flat Manny.
That's right.
Yeah, Manny the Mailman this week. We'll see how it goes. I will keep you posted. Check the website for details.
Okay.
All right. Take care.